People in London are understandably shaken by the violence there, but it's not the first time London has witnessed serious unrest, as the World's Andrea Crossan reports. And just a note, Andrea's story includes some offensive language.
Angry youths throwing bottles and bricks at a police line. Buildings and buses set alight. Shops looted. It's London, and it's 1981.
Bricks were being thrown at every police van that was coming down. It was fierce. I mean, proper. This was an all-out war.
In the spring of 1981, for a brief period, the London neighborhood of Brixton felt like a war zone. Sheldon Thomas was 16, black and unemployed. In a BBC documentary, Thomas describes the racial tensions between the police and the Afro-Caribbean residents of Brixton.
You know, we was called all kinds of names, Sambo, Gollywog, Go Back and Swing in the Trees, Jungle Bunny, Nigger. We was called all kinds of names by police officers.
Facing high levels of street crime in South London, police began an operation to stop and search young black men. So tensions were running high. But like the riots that began in Tottenham last Saturday, the Brixton riots were sparked by a specific incident.
A guy got stabbed. The police officers turned up. They were more concerned with finding out who stabbed him than actually reacting to the fact that he had been stabbed critically and he needed to go to the hospital.
The police response to that stabbing kicked off a battle that lasted for 3 days. Brian Paddock was there. He was a young police sergeant in 1991.
Bricks from building sites, paving slabs that had been broken up, anything that the rioters could get their hands on. Thankfully, where we were, we didn't get petrol bombed, but there were petrol bombs being thrown in other parts of Brixton.
Brixton has changed. Huge efforts have been made to revitalize the area and diffuse its community tensions. Following the Brixton riots, the British government launched a public inquiry. It concluded that police used disproportionate and indiscriminate stop-and-search powers to target black people. Alex Weedle is a writer. He took part in the Brixton riots. Weedle says there are a lot of similarities between the circumstances of the current riots and what happened in Brixton 30 years ago. Like in 1981, Britain is in the midst of an economic crisis with high unemployment and deep cuts in public services. But Weedle says race seems to be less of a factor this time.
When I was 18 in 1981... it was 99% dominated by African Caribbean. But today I see a much wider range of personnel from different nations.
Weedle has been watching the riots happening outside his home in the South London neighborhood of Clapham. Earlier this week, he spoke to young people rioting outside his building. Weedle pleaded with them not to set fire to his block. The rioters laughed at him and walked away.
In April 1981, we thought we stood up for something. I'm not sure if today's youngsters can say the same thing.
Weedle says young people still have reason to challenge the actions of the police, but that they should do it in non-violent ways. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.